What is up, my friends, and welcome to Studio De Jeffrey. We have Cowboy news for you today. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Hi. My presentation of information is brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, where if you use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, you get a 50% sign-up bonus, and you can bet on the Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm, because they're kicking ass. Shout out to Kyrie. Left-handed. You got the tournament coming up. You got the NBA cranking up, all the different things. My friends at BetOnline got you covered, the best in the business. Mobile app, desktop, however you want to do it, just use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, get a 50% sign-up bonus. So, here is what is happening with Dak Prescott today. The Cowboys cleared some cap space. A little bit. $4 million. They took one of his, was it a roster bonus? They made it a signing bonus. And then, they added two more fake years to the end of his contract. And so they have $4 million to spend. What does it mean? What are they doing? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the most common question I got from people is, what does it mean? Is it more or less likely that Dak is going to get a contract extension because of what they did today? Let's talk about it. So, the likely result of what they've done today is the Cowboys are cowboying. You know who's going to get that $4 million? I mean, it could just be for later for draft pick purposes, but you don't need it later because you got Michael Gallup's money coming later. So, what's it more likely for? Their bottom of the barrel free agency, which we'll hope that they hit on, although history tells us that the guys that they sign for very, very little will help them very, very little. But what do they love to do? They love their own guys. Is Jonathan Hankins anywhere yet? I don't think he is. So that's the sort of thing that the Cowboys will do with their money. So if you want, hey, this is good news for a Dak extension, then you would say, hey, look, at least Dak's agent and the Cowboys are working together because they could not do this without Dak and his agent allowing this. This was not an automatic built-in. They had to approve it. So you do have the agent and the team communicating and working together, but we kind of already knew that. Steven told us they've been working towards a contract extension and yada, 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 yada. So all they've done is gotten a little tiny bit of money so that they can keep little bitty football players or giant football players and try to get ready to draft the best way they can. The Tyron Smith thing made me sad. If you hadn't seen, Tyron Smith is going to the New York Jets on a contract that seems incredibly reasonable, but that the Cowboys couldn't afford today. $7 million guaranteed, up to $20 million total. That sounds like what a Tyron deal should be when he's out there. He's better than a $20 million player. He's not always out there. Sweet. Let's meet in the middle. I promise you $7 million, and when you play games, you get more money. That makes sense for Tyron. It makes sense for the Jets. I wish that the Cowboys had done what needed doing to have that money freed up so that they could be the team to do that. They didn't. And so instead, Tyron Smith will be a New York Jet. Was I done with Dak? No. So here, the Dak Prescott thing is all over the place, right? It could be anything. It is everything, and it is nothing. Right now, what you have is a quarterback who just made All-Pro, who has all the leverage in the world when it comes to how much money he's going to get, what his next contract looks like. He has the most leverage in the history of the NFL. So you have a hard contract negotiation because they let it get to this point. The only way you sign an extension if you're Dak is if you're the highest paid player in the NFL. Quarterback market goes up. Free agency is around the corner for me. You can't trade me. You can't tag me. I have all the leverage in the world. And so therefore, our conversations start somewhere around $60 million a year. And for the Cowboys, they're going, ah, dang it. That sucks. Because we haven't been to an NFC title game. Because we haven't won a Super Bowl. Because we don't know if this recipe is going to do this. Yeesh. This is hard, Dakota. And so that's it, right? That's where you are. And if you are in the camp that says your quarterback just made All-Pro and he's really, really good, go pay the market price, I get it. And if you're in the camp that says, hey, everybody's in the last year of their contract, the head coach, the defensive coordinator, I've had enough. Show me more or I'm out of here. I get it. I get it. I reside in the camp that I think you have a better chance of doing what you want to do if you have a quarterback that you know is good, as opposed to not knowing if you have a quarterback that's good and going down the road of trying to find your next quarterback. Because finding your next quarterback is a lot harder than people pretend it is. For instance, let me see if I have this handy. The last, 3 years? Here's the last 3 years. I wrote it down somewhere. Of quarterbacks that have been in the draft, right? It's like, yeah, we'll just move on and we'll draft a guy and it'll be fine. He'll be cheap and we'll be good. 2021 draft, Trevor Lawrence went number one overall. He's not as good as Dak. Now, some people might get mad at me because what happens is people's draft status stick with them. So there might be some of you who think he is better just because he was the number one overall pick. So we won't worry about it. We'll say if you moved on from Dak and you got Trevor Lawrence on a rookie deal, you'd be happy with that. That would be fine, right? Because you're saving so much money and you have a quarterback who can play. That would be fine. After him is Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. All right, cool. 2022. Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Bailey Zappi, Sam Howell. 2023, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Hendon Hooker. So in the last 3 years, if you were a team that had moved on from your quarterback and you had to find a guy and you wanted to do the rookie deal and I want to be on the rookie deal and I want to spend more money around him and if I can get good QB play out of this guy, then I'm set up for something cool. I think in the last 2 years, there's two dudes that you would go, yeah. Yeah, this is better. I would rather have Trevor Lawrence going into year one of a rookie deal than Dak as a $60 million player. I'd rather have CJ Stroud at least 1 year in over really good quarterback play on a $60 million deal. So that's two out of how many of these are first round picks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're 2 for 9 in the last 3 years. It's hard. And the two that you would take was a number one overall and a number two overall. So you also have to get that high of a pick. So anyway, so that's where they are, right? And that makes sense. We could actually be totally reasonable and say, I have a quarterback who's really good, who has all the leverage on planet Earth, and therefore is going to want all the money because that is how markets work. I have a team who's looking at it going, damn, how did we get here? We want him. Is there any other way forward? And we wish he'd played better on average in the playoffs. Sure, everybody makes sense. And so now where are the Cowboys? They're stuck in a place where what they're doing is half measures. As they're trying to figure out what in the hell they're going to do, they're half measuring it. All right. Instead of doing something that would free up a bunch of money and make us eat it later, let's do a little bit and see if we can't plug a hole or two pre-draft so that we're not as forced into doing certain things. Let's do a little bit. Get it. Let's take a nickel as opposed to saving 20 or 25 and full speed ahead. We've got our quarterback. Let's get this done. Let's get CeeDee done. And CeeDee's another one. This is ADD broadcasting, technically ADHD. CeeDee's another one where you're probably in the exact same place. Should you extend CeeDee Lamb? Yeah, should have already done it. You just saved money. They should be extending Micah Parsons right now. They should. But it's not what they do. They wait too long. The player ends up with all the leverage. They end up getting their butts kicked in negotiations. It's what they do. And so instead, this offseason is leaving us staring down the barrel of, boy, this is going to be a weird year. The odds of fielding a better football team than we did a year ago are pretty low. And then are we going to get to the end of it? And honestly, move on from the quarterback, and then we'll have CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons playing with, I don't know, who's the 18th pick in the 2025 NFL draft. Is that our plan? That's not our plan. The plan is still to extend Dak, and I think it'll get done. But they're doing weird half measures. Just doing weird half measures. And so onward we go. A couple of questions from the people on Twitter. All right, X. Should we let all the free agency and the draft play out before we kill the Cowboys for their inaction? I, too, am disheartened by what's been happening, but if they suddenly trade 2025's fourth for a wide receiver again, we'd feel better, so maybe we let the process play out. Thoughts? Of course. Of course. I like to churn out content, so there's going to be, you know, things you talk about in real time with what's happening with the Cowboys. Why are they doing it this way? Man, I wish they had done that. All sorts of different things. But yeah, it all builds up to what does the offseason look like at the end of it. Where we sit today, you have a hard time selling me that they're going to field a better team than they did a year ago, which is a weird way to do all in, but maybe that's on purpose. They're like, look, the secret is they were all in last year. And I don't know why they didn't tell people that harder. They were all in last year. Look at all of the people who have money on the books that are going to hurt them this year and next year. They were all in last year. I was really surprised when they restructured Michael Gallup a year ago, knowing, and I love Michael Gallup, love Michael Gallup. It's important that people know that I think he's an awesome person and I cheer for him. They shouldn't have restructured his contract. They knew that was going to lead to eating a bunch of money this year and next year. They knew that. Because he already, you were like, ooh, he hadn't been right since the ACL. Or maybe they're just really optimistic with their own guys, like him and like with Terrence Steele coming off of an injury where they pay their own guys. But, you know, they were all in last year. They pushed everything they could out, and they went for it. And then they fell on their face. And so now there is a little bit less they can do in terms of restructures, not in terms of clearing money, because there are plenty of things you could do. You could restructure Dak, you could extend Dak, you could extend CD, you could restructure Trayvon Diggs. There's lots of things that they could do, but they were pretty damn all in last year. And so this year, they're half-assing it and trying to figure out where in the world are we headed? And what are the next 3 to 4 years of Cowboy football look like? Is there a realistic way to be a better football team if we do a half a blow up and move on from the quarterback? And I believe they'll realize the answer is no. You'd much rather have a good quarterback, even though it costs the market price. But who knows? They're sitting there going, I don't know. And it's a valid debate. The quarterback thing is a valid debate. I just looked up the last 11 years of matchups in the Super Bowl for quarterbacks. Mahomes versus Purdy on a rookie deal. Mahomes versus Hurts on a rookie deal. Joe Burrow versus Matt Stafford. Brady versus Mahomes. Mahomes versus Jimmy Garoppolo, who didn't make a ton of money. Brady versus Goff on a rookie deal. Foles with Wentz on a rookie deal versus Tom Brady. Brady versus Matt Ryan, Kyle Shanahan exemption. Peyton Manning versus Cam Newton, first year of his extension, I think, so he wouldn't have counted a huge number. Brady versus rookie contract Russ. Rookie contract Russ versus Peyton Manning. Is there validity to the idea that you either got to have one of the absolute monsters or a cheap quarterback? You can make the case. That's just hard for me to intentionally step away from really good quarterback play and into, man, I hope we could find somebody that could play for cheap. That's a scary place to step into. But who knows? I think they'll get him extended. If this season doesn't go well, what's the likelihood Micah tries to join Quinn in Washington? He's made a lot of comments about his loyalty to Quinn in the past. Here's the beauty of the NFL. If you like your football players, if you like your players, you don't want them to leave, here's the good news. It's hard for them to leave. Dak's finally there. If he really wanted to, he could leave. But Mike is 3 years in, so you got 1 year left on a rookie contract, then his fifth-year option, which the team picks up. So he's got 2 years left there. Franchise tag, that's 3 years. Second franchise tag, that's 4 more years. So, yeah, could Micah end up in Washington? Sure, in 2028 or 2029. NBA guys can pull this off a lot. NFL, not so much. Should we solve center and offensive tackle with the first two picks? Right now they kind of have to, which is not where you want to be. We're drafting horny. It's not where we want to be. And it's probably not where they will be. And it depends if they're open to Tyler Smith playing either spot on the left. We may be going into a year where they believe in TJ Bass and or Brock Hoffman. And so we don't see signings before the draft because they think those guys can play well enough to start if the draft doesn't fall in their favor at those positions. That's possible. But yeah, right now I think you're a little offensive line honey, and we need help on the defensive line, and we don't have a starting running back. We got some stuff to do, and so we'll do it. Thanks for stopping by. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.